The old and new moratoriums ban landlords from evicting tenants who can't pay their rent as long as the tenants meet certain conditions. Tenants must pay as much rent as possible, apply for aid, and fall within income guidelines. The old moratorium expired Sunday after the Supreme Court ruled it can't be extended. The Biden administration created the new partial ban after pressure from activists and some Democratic lawmakers. Brent Thompson is the director of East River Legal Services. He saw an increase in eviction filings toward the end of the old moratorium.
You know, we've been really trying to get the word out about the government assistance that's been available through the CARES, various CARES Acts, you know, that people use that. So hopefully that buys us more time to make more people aware of that.
The South Dakota Housing Development Authority has distributed about $13 million, or 4%, of its $320 million in aid from the federal government. The moratorium is meant to prevent people from moving into shelters and other shared living spaces where the virus is more likely to spread. It's expected to cover the vast majority of the country through October 3rd. Pennington, Minnehaha, and Hughes counties are among the 32 South Dakota counties protected by the eviction ban. Evictions for non-payment can resume in Brookings, Yankton, Davison, and 31 other counties. Landlords can still evict tenants who break laws or lease rules. For information on aid, visit sdcareshousingassistance.com or call 211. I'm Arielle Zients with SDPB News.